Today is Tuesday, and it is Zion Shvat. Zion Shvat. Yud Shvat is Friday. So today is Zion, Ches is Wednesday, Tes is Thursday, and Yud is Friday. Now we're learning, in Mitzvah Thursday we're going to do Basi L'Gani. We're going to do the Pedik of the year, as we always do, Bli Neder. But today we're doing a Maimed. I gave out copies. There should be enough, right? We're doing a Maimed from Shmois. Why are we doing a Maimed from Shmois? Because in honor of Basi L'Gani and other such disturbances, such as a trip to Ukraine, okay, we've fallen behind. So we're doing, there's a Shmois, there's a Va'eda, there's a Boy, there's a Bishalach, and there's a Basi L'Gani. I'm not going to do them all in a crunch, but yesterday I started this Maimed, and today we're finishing this Maimed. Now, I said to the women yesterday that I'm listening to the tapes of Tavshin Mem. The Rebbe spoke for bringing Matzah Shabbos that year. It was after Lamed Chesed for bringing Matzah Shabbos. And there's an organization, a WhatsApp group called Farbrengen. And the way Farbrengen works is every week you get a Farbrengen. So he goes ala say that he's going in order, and he's doing Tavshin Mem, 1980. This is his year. So he's going up and we're going down, and we happen to converge. I must have listened to this Maimed 5 times, maybe more. I listened to it, and I'm not stupid. Not only that, I learned the Tereir Kamapam. I know the Maimed in which this is based. And yet I'm listening to the Rebbe and I can't get it. Why? Because the Rebbe is never makashin in yonim. The Rebbe goes from topic to topic without saying, okay, now I finished this, I'm moving on to this. And it happens so quickly. And in the Maimed of this side, this is 4 pages, yeah? That's a lot, yeah? But it's actually very little. It's so fast. And by the time you figure out that the Rebbe has moved from topic A to topic B, he's on to topic C already. It's a halten kop with the chmavel. Anyway, but I learned the Maimed inside. There's a lot. This is a Maimed, there's a lot. It's a full Maimed. So yesterday we learned one question and one answer. And today we're going to learn the second question and the second answer. And like I told you yesterday, there's a third question and a fourth question, which the Rebbe doesn't answer. So we'll leave those questions, see what happens. The Rebbe asks 4 questions and answers only 2 of them. The first question was, why does it say twice that Yidden came to Mitzrayim? First in the Vayigash and then in Shmeis. Why say it twice? And the Rebbe answers because there's a concept which is called Yored Yoradnu. Going into Mitzrayim is Yerida Acha Yerida. There's 2 steps in the Yerida. There's a Yerida which is higher. In other words, even after you go into Mitzrayim, it's not bad. And then there's a Yerida Acha Yerida. Going into Mitzrayim, it's terrible. So you have twice Elish Meis B'nei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayim to represent Yerida Acha Yerida. But then the Rebbe says there's also Aliyah Basar Aliyah. When you go out of Mitzrayim, there's also 1 Aliyah and then a 2nd Aliyah. And then he whispers, I want to tell you a secret. When we went into Mitzrayim, there was a Yerida Achar Yerida. And when we left Mitzrayim, there was not Aliyah Achar Aliyah. There was only 1 Aliyah. Because the 2nd Aliyah is Liyosid Love. However, even though we went into Mitzrayim, there was a Yerida Achar Yerida. And we left Mitzrayim, we had only 1 Aliyah. Which is, you see, it's Mitzrayim and Matan Teira. And 2nd Aliyah is going to be Liyosid Love. It's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Aliyah is Kabbalah Sateira. The Golos brings the Geula. I was in Virginia Shabbos. A very good time, actually. Very, very moving and impressive to see Shluchim doing the Rebbe's work in such an honorable way, such a holy way, such a beautiful way. They gave me a topic. You know, you give a guy a topic like this, you're basically telling him, do whatever you want. My topic was, how do you change the world? How am I going to tell you how to change the world? But I wrote a talk. I actually wrote a pretty good talk. Of course, it's not I, the Rebbe. And I made like 10 or 11 points. It's actually a pretty good list of things that go into the Rebbe's thought process that he revealed to us that explain how you change the world. And one of them is, it's not enough to know what you don't want, you have to know what you want. Many times in history there have been revolution. Often there's revolution. But revolution, in the words of Ramen Rufutafas, Olav HaShalom, Zechein Lebracha, the Erech Nezach, Tafen Oyes Shis in the Alt. What's a revolution? You kill all the existing leaders. And what do you do next? Let me think about it. You cannot make a revolution when you know what's not good. Because then you're left with nothing. Like they called it in Iraq, if you could remember back 15 years ago, you can't just win the war, you have to win the peace. Unless you create an ISIS, which is a crisis. So it's not enough to know what's wrong. I always say the hippies were idealists. They really were. But they knew what they didn't like and they didn't know what to replace it with. So they ended up being worse, more narcissistic, more selfish, more materialistic than the people they rebelled against. Because when you say, I don't like this, you have to say what you do like. And that's what's special about the Rebbe. Medafach Nitzogun. It's because the Rebbe wasn't only creating a revolution against what was. He was creating a revolution to what he wanted. So the Rebbe says, Yid left Mitzrayim. Yeah, Mitzrayim is a bad place. I don't give him Mitzrayim. Not good enough. You go to get the Torah. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're not free until you know what you want, not what you don't want. Says the Rebbe, there's two taters. There's Nigel the tater, there's Nista the tater, there's two gulas. Yitzias Mitzrayim then, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vestach, the gula amit is vashleima taker from a yad mamish. And the reader is galos of plenius atera. You're going out of galos to go to a geul. In other words, the galos is a purging, is a cleansing. But it's a cleansing, not that you should come out of the cleansing clean and that you don't know what to do. You come out of the cleansing and you receive tater. So that's a teres to the kasha. Why did it say twice elish meis? Because we went down twice. And it's going to go up twice. And the up is not leaving Mitzrayim, it's getting the Torah. Because leaving Mitzrayim is goodish. The Rebbe said, you go out of Mitzrayim, and you go to the Rebbe said, the Yid leaves Russia. And it comes to America, it went from one ghost to a different ghost. You have to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe told those people by dollars. You can't force them, the Rebbe said, but you have to advise them. Going out of Golos is not Giyul unless you go to Giyul, and the Gul is Torah. But now goes the second question. Page Ayin Dalet number 3. Gam Tzorich Lahavin. Question number 2 is Lama Magdim Elishmeis B'nei Yisrael. Why do you have to mention names? Who cares about names? Who cares? And not only you say the names, you say these are the names. And the Rebbe's Kasha is Havalei Lameimar Sheruvin V'Shimon Boaz Yanki V'Shebeis LeMitzrayim. The book of Exodus should begin. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Es, Yankei, Bo, Mitzrayim, came with their father to Egypt. Why do you have to say Ve'elish Shmeis? These are the names of the Yid that came to Egypt, and then say Reuven, Shimon. You know, I'm about to tell you good morning, good morning. No, do I have to say I'm about to tell you good morning, good morning? Or I tell you good morning. You want to list the name of the Yid that came to Mitzrayim, so say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So I started saying these are the names, and then you say the names. Skip it. It's a redundant pasuk. The whole pasuk is unnecessary. The entire pasuk is the Shalom Aleichem to a Shalom Aleichem. You want to say the names of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, and Yamin, Bol, and Mitzrayim, Es Yankov, that's good enough. Or say, Ve'elish Meis B'nei Yisrael. We have to list names and say, these are the names, and then say the names. Umashma, She'inyin Hashem is, Hu'inyinikrikan. The fact that it first says, these are the names. And then it elucidates who their names are is because names are a big deal. Bechlau and here. And then the Rebbe says, Medrash Hazal, that brings the Medrash, that one of the things that was a schus that got us out of Mitzrayim was that Leishinu Hashmom, we didn't change our names. So the question is, it's really two questions. Number one, why Bechlau is Teira a big deal? My father always observes, that in the Chumash it says, yeah, the Ebrish created light. And he gave it a name. What's the name of light? Anybody remember? What is the name of light? Yom. Vayikra l'kim lo oir yom. Light is called day. V'lacheshech and darkness called a loyla. What kind of names? David's just creating a world. He's worried about the name. What's your name, Charlie? What's your name, Bob? What's your name? David's just b'shafta avelt me'ayim ef samucha. Doesn't give them names. And then, of course, the beginning of the creation account, Hashem gives names to everything, right? You have Yaboshon, you have Erez, and you have Rokia. And then when you get later on, the Eibishter stops giving names, and he turns around to all the Marishan and says, listen, I gave names to the big guys, now you give names to the small guys, to the animals, to the birds, to the fish, and so on. And the Shaila is, why in Teda is name such a big deal? And here there's a double question. Number one, b'chlal, why names are a big deal? And why you have to introduce the names with saying, v'eilish shmeis, these are the names. It's enough to say the names. And of course, we know the answer to the first question, which says in Alter Rebbe in Tanya, that Shmoya Sheyikro Beloshon HaKedesh, that the name of which a creation is called in Loshon HaKedesh is Hizchayas. Your neshama is your name. The name of a person, that's to what your etzem. Azei Shaitan Tzidis, and this is how you put it in a Pidyon Nefesh. Yeah, you write the Rebbe a name. The Rebbe looks at a name and he sees a person. Pashat and Prast. This Florida, this guy, this a big macher. He was a television anchor in news. And he gave up his job as television anchor to run Aleph on behalf of Rabbi Avshalom Bar Lipsky, which is a big Mesiras Nefesh. So he writes the Rebbe a letter. What's the answer that he gets? Not a yes, not a no, not a thank you, not I can't believe it, you're such a nice guy. It's what's your Hebrew name? He never had such a thing in his life. So Rabbi Lipsker calls him and says, the Rebbe wants to know your name. He says, my name is Tzvi Herschel. Nope. The Rebbe asked you. Anyway, he goes to his mother who was dying in old age. And when she said to him, she had another name that she didn't like, so she never used the name. And he said, but I happen to love that name. And the Rebbe knew that such a person doesn't exist. A man writes him a letter. I'm starting off. This might say, the first thing is, that is it. Before what he's doing, who is he? And the name doesn't match. I forgot. He tells her, you have to watch the video. He says, my mother didn't like the name, so she never used it, but I happen to love that name. He had a second name besides Fitzvi. And anyway, so he writes the Rebbe's name, and then the Rebbe gives him a Yajakech. This is a Nir Pnimi. This is not that the Rebbe is smarter than us. This is a Neshama Inyan. This is an Atzilus Inyan. Everything begins with a name. But here it's double. You say the names of the Shvatim, but you also say Ve'ela Shmeis. So the Rebbe is going to give a very serious answer. The answer is going to be that the reason it says Ve'ela Shmeis B'nei Yisrael L'boi Mitzrayim, and then it says Eis Yagid is Reuven Shimon, because Ve'ela Shmeis doesn't mean the names of the Shvatim. It means the name of the Eibishter. Ve'ela Shmeis, these are the names of B'nei Yisrael L'boi Mitzrayim, and then it says Reuven Shimon. The words Ve'ela Shmeis is a remez of how we bring the Eibishter's names down. Ve'ela Shmeis means the names of the Eibishter. B'nei Yisrael, that the Jewish people bring into the world. That's going to be the teretz. It's a very important idea. Now, how you read it into the words will leave for a different time. The Rebbe doesn't go into that aspect. But he says, you mention names because names are very, very important. You mention that you're going to mention names because that's an allusion to the name of the Eibishter, who we call, right? V'shan Apostle. There's a lot of psukim. Everything has to be calling the Eibishter's name. Everything brings it in the mind. Where he talks about the Inaf Shvachim, when you praise a person. Yeah? So I'll say, what happens when you praise a person? What happens when you praise a person? There's a story in Zoya that they needed rain. So Talmidei Rashbi started telling him, they called him Shabbos, they called him. They called him names. They gave it a Shem V'Yechoi flattery, and then he said Teir and it rained. So it doesn't exist. When you call someone by a name, when you flatter a person, you bring out keches nelomim. You reveal out hidden strength. But when you call the Eibishter by a name, you're not just revealing keches nelomim; you're actually creating them. Because a person is limited. So you call a person tzaddik, you call a person Shabbos, you call a person chacham. It's there b'mitzias behelim. But the Eibishter ain't safe. And Pasha B'tachas Apshitas, when you call the Eibishter by a name, you're not only revealing the hidden thing, you're creating that seer. And that's the Pshat Ve'ela Shmeis. Yidden went into Mitzrayim. Goes. To go out of Mitzrayim and get the Torah for Ve'ela Shmeis. Ve'ela Shmeis means Shmeis of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read it inside. Umam Shepoteh Da'er. Page Ayin Hei. First full paragraph. What does it mean that a Yid works hard in understanding Torah and he reveals Primus HaTorah liYasid Lavan? Says the Rebbe Yesh LaHagdin, in order to explain the idea that when a Yid works hard on Torah, he makes a kli for the Primus HaTorah, which is going to be liYasid Lavan, Pirush VeInyan, something we say every day in davening, that we say Melech Mishubach O Mefer Adayad, a king who is Mishubach praised and beautified, Adayad endlessly, and then it says two more words, Shmei HaGadol, the name of HaKadosh Baruch. What's the pshat Shmei HaGadol? Kihine, Tachlis v'yidus anasham alei lemazad. The reason anasham comes into this world is yidus erech aliyah. It's not an aliyah. What's the aliyah? In order to experience, to see the pleasantness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, to experience Ein Sefer. We come into this world, we learn Teda, we do mitzvahs, we experience Neyam Havaya. Ach, the problem is, Hine, HaNeshami Nivrasa Baal Gvul, Shama's limited. V'yef Shele Nefesh, a finite person, even a finite spirit, is incapable of Lekabel Ha'oras Taino Ge'elyen Neyam Havaya. To receive the Eibishter's delight, Shubli Gvul Adeyad. So Meshuvach Ha'befer Adeyad Shmei Agon. Yeah? Hashem is infinite. And you come into this world, you learn Teda and do mitzvahs. This is Arichas and Samaches. When the Rebbe Rashab Tofesh Samaches, it's also 9 days in the third Chelik. Bekitzer, I think. Yeah? You come into this world, you do Teda and mitzvahs to experience Ein Seif. But how can you hold Ein Seif? You don't got the hands. What says the Teretz? Elo the Teretz is, I am now 6 lines into the first full paragraph on page Ayin Hei. Ayidei Yislapshas Eira Atainog Bekeli. You can get the Taina Galaki because there's a vessel. The vessel is finite. And you can relate to the vessel. By relating to the vessel, you can ultimately relate to the Eir. What is the vessel? Shehu Eir Teira. It's the light of Teira. Now you'll see soon that light of Teira means really the words of Teira. Or the names of the Eibishter. V'lacheina Adeya Teira. When a Yid learns Teira, the Teira acts as a vessel that tuchel aneshama lahasik shmei agor will fail to receive the tainug of the Yevishter. Ki, kol agi loim shalamayil l'nemshachim l'matim chenes ha'ar v'shem. Everything that comes from heaven to earth comes down as a light and as a name. V'lachayin therefore, gam akli l'kabal arazu, since Hashem comes to us as a light, since Hashem comes to us as a name, the vessel for this is a name itself. Hu ayedei teiru mitzvah says teiru mitzvah. Why? Here comes the key words. Kol ha'teiru yishmeisav shalakadosh baruch hukmei shekosav haramban. The whole Teda is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a name is a vessel. The words of Teda are names. And the words of Teda, which are names, hold Shmei HaGadol, hold Ein Seif. And then the Rebbe says, it's so interesting. And the Rebbe says that the Ramban is quoting a Zayar. If you look right there, it says, you look in footnote 11, you see the Zayar. But the question becomes, did the Ramban ever see the Zayar? But the Rebbe says, Bepashtos, Ramban b'shem Azeir. In the Ben Bechaye, there's something called Medrash of Shimon, which is a Hebrew version of Zayar. The Ben Bechaye has many quotes from Zayar, many quotes, but they're Hebrew, not Aramish. The Ramban, I don't know if it's the Zayar, but the Rebbe says, Bepashtos, that the Ramban is quoting a Zayar. Okay. Ichob nishkein problemen, you understand? But that's the point. So what did the Rebbe just tell us? The way you hold Ein Seif is you have a vessel. You have an Egeir Zakeh, there's two tes. If you have a vessel to hold Ein Seif, the vessel itself has to be Ein Seif. Because if the vessel is not Ein Seif, it's not a keli for Ein Seif. So the words of the Teda is Ein Seif. It's Shmei Sav Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the names of the Eibishter, and the words of the Teda, which are Ein Seif, but they're Ein Seif in a word, in a vessel, make it possible for us to hold Ein Seif. And that's a Taitz Ve'Ela Shmeis. You didn't go into Mitzrayim. To come out of Mitzrayim and get the Teda, this going into Mitzrayim and getting out of Mitzrayim is going to give them Shmeis of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eilish Shmeis doesn't mean the names of the Jewish people. It means the names of the Eibishter by which Yidden are going to hold the Ein Seif of the Eibishter, the Teda of the Eibishter, the Ein Seif of the Eibishter. Again, I don't know how you read it exactly into the words, but that's the Teretz. The Kasha is, you want to list names, but why do you have to say these are the names and then list the names? Says the Rebbe, because when it says these are the names, it's not talking about the names of the people, it's talking about the names that those people are going to use to hold Hashem. Eilish Shmeis, these are the names of the Eibishter that Bnei Yisrael are going to use to have a relationship with the Eibishter when they go into Mitzrayim, and they come out of Mitzrayim, and they receive the Teda. And the same is true of Lost Love. When you go into Golos, and you come out of the final Golos, and you get the Pnimius HaTeira, the Keli to hold Pnimius HaTeira is Shmeis of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Taitele Shmeis, the name by which Golos is justified. What's the Golos justification for Golos? Gila. What's Gila? Not that you go out of slavery, that you come into service of the Eibishter, Teira. So Eilish Shmeis, the names of the Eibishter explain why they went into Mitzrayim and they go out of Mitzrayim, because in the Teira, Shmeis HaShalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to behold the Eibishter himself. U'mamshich, and the Rebbe continues. I'm now 5 lines from the bottom, near the number 4. U'bazayuv mashikosu b'zeir, which explains the Zeir. That the Zeir says, kol ha'teiru mitzvahs is laskona rozo d'shmei. The Eibusher gave us Torah mitzvahs to correct a skon, to make a tikkun in the secret of the Eibusher's names. Hashem has seven names. Okay? And into these names you have to bring Ein Seif. I'm skipping a few words. You have to bring the Eibusher. Come down into his names, mitzvahs. And then the last line of this paragraph says, moreover, not only correct the other names of the Eibusher, but you correct even Havaya, which is Shmei HaGadol, which is Ein Seif. What does the Rebbe saying over here? This is a classic Kabbalah idea. This is really classic Kabbalah. It's not Chassidus, it's Kabbalah. Chassidus explains it. Is another way of saying Kabbalah talks about a relationship between the world and Elokus. How? You do a mitzvah. So you do a mitzvah down here, and the mitzvah you do down here creates a yichud l'mailu. In Atzilus there's a union, there's a fusion, there's a coming together of Eir and Kelim. What does it mean? The Kelim of Atzilus like the limbs of a person's body. When you exercise a limb, you nourish a limb, it develops more muscle mass, more matias. And the more mitzias it has, the more life it has. Because the body draws life automatically. If the keli is bigger, if the keli is healthier, it automatically draws more life to itself. And this is called Laskana Raz of the Shmei. The Eibusher has a name. And you're fixing the name. You use the names of the Eibusher. And by using the names of the Eibusher and learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, you're stretching the names, you're expanding those names, you're developing those names, and more elokus, more Ein Seif comes always into the names, which we also call Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchinta. L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchinta, which happens in Atzilus, is fixing the Eibishter's names. And that's Tadjvei L'shmeis. The Eibishter gives us names that we could fix. Names of Him that we could fix. And by fixing these names, we have a keli to bring in a relationship with the Eibishter. But the names of the Eibishter are in Atzilus. Shmei HaGadol, the great name of the Eibishter, is Ein Seif, which is higher than Atzilus. And not only were the names of the Eibishter given to us, that through Torah and mitzvahs we could bring the Lakus and the Atzilus, the name of the Eibishter, which is called Shmei HaGadol, the great name of the Eibishter, which is higher than Atzilus, was also given to us. And that we could say Shem Havaya and bring down Ein Seif. We could learn Torah and do mitzvahs, not only adding godliness to Atzilus, but adding godliness to Ein Seif, which is higher than Atzilus. Right. So the other names are the Kelim of Atzilus. Shmai HaGadol is higher than Atzilus. And Ve'el Shmai is the Eibishter gave us his names, not only the names of Atzilus. The names are higher than Atzilus, that we should use those names or those Kelim to be able to hold Lachazeis B'nei Amavaya, the revelation that the Eibishter gives them. So the words are, it doesn't fit exactly the words, but there's no extra words. Ve'el Shmai, the Eibishter gave us his names. That Bnei Yisrael, Aboyim Mitzrayim, you didn't go into Mitzrayim and come out of Mitzrayim for a purpose, not just to suffer, but to bring the Ne'am Hashem. That's what the Rebbe is explaining to us. Umam Sheikh B'Teira Eid, number 5, bottom of page I. He continues in Teira Eid. The real concept of fixing Hashem's names is not fixing the names in Atzilus, Keil, Lakim, Shakai, Ekye, Adnai, and so on. But lahamshich mebechinas shmei hagadol shebechinas Ein Seif. The Alter Rebbe says the primary idea of shmois, Hashem gave us his names. In other words, Hashem gave us kelim that allow us to hold oyed, means havaya, means Ein Seif. That a yid is in a position to say the name of the Eibishter, which connects him not only to the godliness in Atzilus, but the godliness which is higher than Atzilus. And the Rebbe explains, v'yuvan zeh al pi ha-mavur b'drush ba'la ilula. And the Rebbe does what he does best. Yeah. They printed a sefer. This is 1980. And between Tafshin and Lamed Ches, between 1979 and 1982-83, they printed maybe 20 volumes of the Alter Rebbe's Chassidus. They used to literally come out every 2 months. A volume of Chassidus. Chassidus that no eye has ever seen. For 200 years, all of a sudden, I remember I was a kid. They were selling them for $6.20 a volume. Garnished. 40% discount. A whole set. So the Rebbe says, we just printed a sefer with a maim of the Alter Rebbe that only the Rabbeim have seen for the last 200 years, and now every yukkel can put them on his shelf to collect dust. That maim of the Alter Rebbe that was just printed enhances this idea of the Eil Shmeis. That the Eil Shmeis means Hashem gave us his names, that we should use his names that when we go into Golos and we come out of Golos and we get the Torah, the names of the Eibishter give us an ability to hold the Eibishter himself, including Shmei HaGadol. So if you look at a maimer of the Alter Rebbe, says the Rebbe, up here, Mavua B'drush Bala Yilula, it's a maimer from the Alter Rebbe, Shenez Galala Achrein, it was recently found, V'nitvas B'yom Eilu Mamish, it was recently published, Bebiur HaTeyar Ein Seif, I'm 4 lines into the last paragraph on page 100, and explaining the words Ein Seif. V'zelash, this is very, very involved. Hine, Yadua HaKura B'sifri Am Kabbalah Makadmenim. There's a question in Kabbalah. Lama Nikre Ein Seif Davke V'loi Ein Tchila. Why do you call Hashem Ein Seif and not Ein Tchila? I want you to know that Hashem is not called Ein Seif. Hashem is called Ein Tchila. She has no beginning. The only person who says that the Eibishter himself is called Ein Seif is the Ramak. All the other Mekubalim argue with the Ramak, and they say Hashem is not without an end. Hashem is not without a beginning. But we all agree that the Oir should be called Ein Seif and not Ein Tchila. And the Alter Rebbe says why? Achinei. And the Rameh wants to answer the shame zeh koyal ein haratz. The reason you call him Ein Seif and not Ein Tchila is because it goes on a ratzin sheyesh leitchila, which has a beginning. And the Rebbe doesn't like this tenet. The Rebbe doesn't agree with him. The Rameh Mipanu, who argues, the Ramak says that the Eibishter is Ein Tchila, the Oyer is Ein Seif because Oyer means ratzin. Ratzin means chiddush. Before he didn't want, and then he wants. So before he didn't want, then when he wants, then there's a beginning. The beginning is when he wanted. So you call the Ratzin Ein Seif and Ein Tchila. Rebbe doesn't like it. And he says 3 lines from the bottom a different pshat. Ach emesu. The Eibishter is Ein Tchila. Has no beginning. Not like the Ramak. But you don't call the Oyer Ein Seif because it's going on Ratzin, because Ein Seif is even before Ratzin. The shame there, Eir Ein Seif. 3 lines from the bottom page, Ayin Hey. When the Eibishter's light is called Ein Seif, Hakavone it means. The light of the Eibishter, which filled up all of space. And you can't fill up space until space exists. But once the space existed, the life filled that space. Eibishter removed the light. And therefore, you speak about the light and you call it Ein Seif. What's the Alter Rebbe's teretz? Alter Rebbe's teretz is that the Eibishter is Ein Tchila and the light is Ein Seif. But the light is Ein Seif even before Ratzin. Ein Seif always existed. Not like the Rameh. Ein Seif always existed. But you call it Ein Seif, it Ein Tchila, because it's only what's coming from the Eibishter and not the Eibishter himself. Since we're talking about Eir, Shayich Lekreisei Loshen Ein Seif, we can call the Eir Ein Seif, Velei Loshen Ein Lekreisei, rather than has no beginning. Key. Turn to page I involve Bechinas Eir Rak Bechinas Espashas Mena Etzem. The light is only reflection of the source. Hainash Pav Vegilev Ein Bechinas Atzmos. It's not the Eibishter himself. So you call the Eir Ein Seif and not Ein Tchila because it's not the Eibishter. It's the Eibishter's light. And there's other factors also which I'm going to skip. Next paragraph, page 6. I didn't want to skip this, but I also don't want to get too caught up in this. Vezehu Peter's Ve'elu Shmeis Bnei Yisrael V'Gemer. And the meaning of this pasuk, Ve'ele Shmeis B'nei Yisrael, these are the names of the Jewish people who come to Mitzrayim, says the Rebbe, thank you, Eile Meile, Eile Meira Lagil. Eile means revealed. And Shmeis doesn't mean my name or your name, it means Shemeis Mamish, the Eibishter's name. So Eile, you reveal Shmeis, the names of the Eibishter, you know how. B'nei Yisrael, Aboy Mitzrayim. Eile, your Megalish, Shemes, the Eibishter's name, through B'nei Yisrael, Aboy Mitzrayim. Now, how was Yidden going into Mitzrayim, revealing the names of the Eibishter, and the Teretz is, because they're going to go in and they're going to come out. And when they come out, they're going to get the Tater. And the Tater is going to give them Kelim. That's going to allow them to hold Ne'am Hashem, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, godliness. Hainu, this means, L'ham Shebechinus Eidin Seifan Alamata, that godliness should be revealed. This is the pshat that Shmeis b'nei Yisrael aboyim Mitzrayim. The Yidden's names, Yidden come into Mitzrayim. Now here he uses the word Shmeis again. Yeah, ve'ela means gilui Shmeis of the Eibishter. Yeah, right. Tell you touch ve'ela. Do you want to reveal Shmeis, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It begins with b'nei Yisrael aboyim Mitzrayim, with the koy alzman ha'golus, which goes on golus. And then the Rebbe says there's a lot of madregis in golus. First of all, yes, b'chinam sayim de kedusha. There's an eidah l'golus. Next line, umizeh nimshech mitzrayim agvum del yuma zeh, then you have like a really, really bad gullah. So it goes from bad to worse. Yored yeradnu. Visham. Now if you lost the place, and I don't blame you for losing the place, I'm going very quickly. I'm 7 lines into the paragraph. Middle paragraph. Page ayin vav. 7th line, visham.
What's
the dalet on it? De from the ma'andir and zait, from klip. So you have over here, read. Eile, you want to reveal. Shmoyz, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not stam the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Atzilus. But Shmoy HaGadol, the great name of the Eivishter, which is even higher than Atzilus. How was that achieved? B'nei Yisrael, Aboyim, Mitzrayim, Yisyantim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Now how was going into Golos accomplishing this? And the Teretz is like this. Visham and in Golos. Tzarech Lies, Laskon, and Ozad Shmei. We correct the secret of the Eivishter's name. Hi, you know this means the Mekivan Sheshem Hashem, the name of the Eibishter in Golos, is Be'efen Shalroz. This sod is a riddle and a secret. Behelim, it's hidden because the trademark of Golos is Oisay Seinu Loira Inu. You can't see Elokus. In the Oz, under those conditions, you serve Hashem in spite of that. The Eibishter puts the light out. You can't see godliness, and nevertheless, I dey Masenev and Zedek became a Teiru Mitzvahs in Golos. You learn Teir and do Mitzvahs. Or in the Golos Ha'acharein, you learn Tedesh Abal Peh and you heard of it. So when you are in darkness, when you're in a Maimed of Matzav, we have a right to say, what do you want from me, Eibishter? You treat me like a goy. The goy bullies me and pushes me around. You don't see a Yidna special. And I should act special. And you do it anyway. Says the Rebbe Nasa Elishmeis. The Yigiyah in Golos creates the Giloy of the Eibishter's name, Giloy Bechinas Hashem. Revealing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ad l'gili b'chidash Shmei HaGadol, revealing the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course there's two parts. Number one, there's the light of the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, and this is also very important, there's the word, the name, the keli, which allows you to hold the light. V'al derech ma shemegolos mitzayim bo l'gili shem avai v'matan keli, which is of course the point. We didn't go into Mitzrayim to come out of Mitzrayim. That's nothing. We went into Mitzrayim to come out of Mitzrayim and get the Teda. And the Torah is Shmei Sef Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meshikoso v'yeredavayel harsini. Al derech zeh. I'm 8 lines from the bottom of the middle paragraph on page Ayin Vav. Al derech, the same is true now. Al yedei ma'aseinu v'avedaseinu ata b'teiru mitzvah. When we learn Teiru do mitzvahs today. Me'id emeschechech ha'golos. We illuminate the darkness of golos. And again, the point is eiseseinu le'ra'inu. A Jew doesn't see and doesn't experience and he's different than a non-Jew. To the contrary, a guy wants to become a geir, a woman wants to become a geiris. You say you want to join us. You know how many tzaddis we've had? How many tzaddis we're likely to have? You sure you want to join? You better do it. You can't do it because of politics. Can't do it even because of wealth. You can't do it because of romance. This is tough. To be a yid is tough and it's a one-way street. You can go in, you can't go out. And you're being Makadish, Adsev, Kal, Adairus, all of your descendants. And you do, a Yid does Teir in Golos. Says the Rebbe. When we do Teir in Mitzvahs, when there's concealment, we illuminate the darkness of the Golos. And going out of Golos doesn't only mean Golos ends. Going out of Golos means Golos ends, and you get the Teira Chadosha, Me'iti Teitzei, of the Gula Mitzvah Vashleima. She'oz le'ikon of Eberecha, we're going to have access to HaKadosh Baruch without any levush. Now that Achzeh B'bnei Yisrael, the same is true in Yid, Nadei Aveda Ata, the work we do now, Nasa Kelim, we become vessels, Ru'uyim, that are fit, L'kaba P'nimis HaTeira L'Yosad Lovei, to receive the Teira L'Yosad Lovei, just like the first Teira came to us through Golos Mitzayim, the final Teira comes to us through this Golos. So here you hear a different word. It's as if you're saying that we are the names of the Eibishter. Reuven is my name. When I learn Teira and do mitzvahs, my name Reuven is the keli for the elokus of the Eibishter. That's what he seems to be saying. B'bnei Yisrael, idei aved ata nasim kelim, the yidden become. So that's Aitaych Eilish Shmeis. You want to reveal the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to reveal the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need two things. To reveal Ein Seif, what he called Ne'am Avaya. And you have to reveal it into a keli by which you can hold it. And for this you go into Golos. Number 7, bottom of page I involve. Eid Yeshleima. There's another point. And this is even deeper. And I said this to you in the beginning of the Shia. So far we said like this. Yeah, Hashem is here, you bring him here through Teira Mitzvahs. Hashem is hidden, you reveal him through Teira Mitzvahs. But now there's another idea. Bepirish ve'elish meiz b'nei Yisrael, based on what's written in Teir Eidem v'yechi. She'inyin kriyas Hashem u'lamayla me'amshach el ha'elgin. When you call the Eidem by his name, you're not just revealing what is hidden, but you're creating it. When you talk about the Eibishter, I told you this in the beginning. When you call the Shem Yechoy Shabbos, you're not creating anything new, you're just revealing his potential. When you call the Eibishter, you create it. Because Hashem is Poshut, B'tachos HaPshitis, Machtman Uf, Inyan Chodesh, a new idea. Shemavayel Hashem, because the Rebbe explained, and of course this is discussed in some of later on, that Inyan Ha'eses Siris Agnuzos Behelim, the way the Siris are hidden, that the Kedem Akriya B'Shem, before they're given their name, Einer Gam Behelim. Before you call the Eibishter Chesed, it's not the pshat that Chesed by the Eibishter is hidden. It doesn't exist. Only Ein Seif exists. Pshitus. And when you call him Chesed, you're creating. So it's not just revealing, you're actually creating Midas HaChesed. When you call the Eibishter by your name, you're creating that name. And that's also included in Ve'elish Shmeis. That when Yidden go into Golos, and they serve Hashem in spite of the difficulties, Ve'elah, the revealing Shmeis, has two taichin. The simpler taich is you're revealing the name of Hashem, which is hidden. And the deeper taich is you're actually creating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're creating the name. The name of the Eibishter does not even... This idea of calling the Eibishter's name and creating it, which is in Vayichi and Teirin in the Haisophis, is in the Sugya of Shvachim, where he talks about Rab Shimon Vayichoy and the Shvachim they gave Rab Shimon. And he explains that when you give Shvachim to a person, it's Gilya Helen because the person is a Murkav. When you give Shvachim to the Eibishter, you create the Shvachim. And before that, the Shvachim don't exist. This is the idea of Esesir Zagnuzis and Oyer, as opposed to Esesir Zagnuzis and Kalim. Esesir Zagnuzis and Oyer, before you create a Bishmam, are part of the Pshitas of Elkus, and they don't exist at all. And a Shtikel Marshal, which is brought also in Chassidus, is the idea of Kamayim Aponim Laponim, King Leiv Adam Al Adam. In Hem Shechayim Beis and Chelik Sheni, you also have it in Malukat Chelik Hei in the Maimer Shuas, I think, which is based on Chayim Beis Chelik Sheni. And what it says there is when you look into water, you see yourself. When you look into water and you see yourself, here comes the question. The reason you see yourself in the water is because you already existed in the water or because you didn't exist in the water. Now, if you didn't exist in the water, you shouldn't be able to see yourself in the water. If you do exist in the water, then the water would not be Pashut. And of course the answer is, everything exists. Any possible image exists in the water. And therefore, when you look into it, you see yourself. But before you looked into the water, your specific image, as a part of the possibility that the water has to reflect any image, doesn't exist as such. It exists as part of the Pshitas of the water. And you only create that image in the water by looking at it. And the same is true with Svidus and Ein Seif. Before you are Kolanikra Bishmi, you call out the Eibishter's name, Hashem is Ein Seif. Ein Seif is everything. But Ein Seif is everything in such a way that specific Svidus don't exist at all. And it come into existence through Kriyas Shemes, or through Hagamayim Aponim Laponim, from Adam Atachdim to Adam Elyon, Adam Elyon to Adam Akadmin. So the point is that the Rebbe is explaining another insight. The first insight is that Ve'elish Shmeis means being Megala, the Elokus of the Shemes, or you're being Megala Elokus into the Shemes, that before existed Behelim, now it exists Begilui, on the level of all Shemes, as well as Shem Havaya, which is called Laskana Raza Deshmei. And now he adds that not only you're bringing forward in Sei from Helim Ala Gilui, you're actually being Mechadish. So it's two Madregas in the meaning of the words Elish Shmeis. So Bekitzer Eile means to be Megala Shmeis, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kelim, or to create the Kelim to be Mekabel Eid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Shemes as well as Shem Havaya, and both in terms of Gilya Helim as well as in terms of Chiddush. Now let's finish the Maimir. We're on page Ayin Zayin by the number 8. Ve'ha'inyin ba'avoidam. The idea that in Avedas Hashem, a Yid goes into Golos, and in Mitzrayim, it will Avedah Kosha B'chaim Nobuvenim. And in our Golos, it's Kasha and Kal V'chaimer and Liban Hilchasa. That are going to bring us to the new Teda Niglis after Yitzias Mitzrayim and Teda Pnimius after the Gula Amitis Vashlema from the Golos Ha'achrein. So how do you explain in Avoida what you're doing in Golos to create that Inyan? Hine Inyan Mitzrayim Bavedas Adam Hu, the idea of Mitzrayim that needs to be corrected or needs to be purged through both the Mitzrayim and us in the Mitzrayim in a person's service is as follows. Gepi Erbal Hayelul Azdalt Rebbe explains Shepari Melech Mitzrayim Yitzias Yitzayirf. The Pharaoh, the king of Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim, of course, means Meitzar Agbul, and the king of Meitzar Agbul is from the nape of the neck. Erev means the back of the neck.
I know Shanyon, the Apnimius Panamish, all this is all the facial ideas, the Pnimiusdik ideas, the Lukus ideas of a Yid. Shayminyan Lukus Vyadas Tayru Mitzvah, the Lukus and Yiddishkeit. Einim Begol is not revealed, Elin Yoni Ha'edev, Shamachairi upon him, only the rear, the back, which is the opposite of face, Hanashesh Ledos and Machairim, it's the only thing that's revealed, which means in practical terms, you're interested in Dvarim Chitzenim and you have no interest in Dvarim Pnimiyim. When you speak about being in Mitzrayim and losing it, just in Alakus, there's two levels in Yirida. So first of all, the first Yirida is Vagam Kasher Asukim in Yanilkus, you're involved in Yiddishkeit, but it's Ponovei Le'edev Le'ponim, you turn to face the Eibishter with your back and not with your front. So this is called Ponovei Le'edev. So even though you're showing the Eibishter your back, but you're turning to show him your back, which means you're giving him something, that's why it's only the first Yirida. Even when you turn to the Eibishter HaPniyah, but if you're showing him only your back. And then, of course, the second Madrege would not be called Ponim Alei Erif. It would be just Orfo Alei Erif, right? That would be the lower Madrege. So Ponim Alei Erif is one Madrege, and there's a lower level beyond that as well. And he's going to explain it momentarily using not two Madreges in Pare, but two Madreges in Mitzrayim, right? You have Ponim Alei Erif, and then you have less than Ponim Alei Erif. In the word Pare, and the word Mitzrayim, you also have two in Yonah. Let's read it inside. The idea is the back of the neck, and he's the king of the idea of Meitzer Gvul. The first idea is that you're limited in your Avedas Hashem. Now, limited in Avedas Hashem is Avedas Hashem after all. It's only that it's limited. And as a consequence, as Yiddishkeit spills over into Divrei Rishus, there's no longer a Kochen Avodah, because the Avodah Hashem was Medidah V'Agvola. Ki ein ze etzle b'chol. You don't bring a Lekus into all of you and kol masech and kol drachach, because that will be an inyan from B'li Gavol. Elam Medidah V'Agvola. So Yitak is serving the Eibishter. It's only Mitzrayim El Kedusha, but it's Medidah V'Agvola. U'mezeh she'esh cha'olum el kompone v'tzim. After this first Gvul, which is a Gvul on Avedas Hashem, Nimshech HaKach, Sher Shemokad Adin, it brings the opposite of Kedusha, not just a limitation of Kedusha, the opposite of Kedusha, Adle Mitzalim HaGvulim, Kepshutim Beres Mitzalim, they have Chassidus, that Esav is the Mokad Adinim, but in Esav himself, it's exactness and judgment, and at the end of Esav, it's Kudus Koshus. Or Yankiv is, Yitzhak is Mokad Adinim, and Esav is Kudus Koshus. Or Bezeh Tzarech Liyis Abayit, and both of these Yiridis, Yodid Yeradnu, the two Madregis in Pare Lesis HaEref, Ponav Alei Erif, and lower than that, and two Madregas of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim of Gdusha, and the Mitzrayim of Le'um Azeh, here's the Aveda to Harve, and Aveda Kasha, Chemer and Leveinim, to affect the Eile Shmeis Bnei Yisrael, to be Magala, the Shemes, of Elakus, to be Makabal Elakus, to the Aveda Bnei Yisrael and Golos. And the Rebbe concludes, now we're doing number 9, which is the last paragraph of the Maim of Azeh, when Yen Aveda is called Neshama, does the work of every Neshama. Descends from the highest level to the lowest levels. In the lowest world is a time of galus. And it's even a worse galus. You don't see any simonim that the Eibishter has a special relationship with Yidin. Ad lagalus kipshute, a literal galus of being exiled from Eretz Yisrael and being in Madrega Vasiyah. There's no a gili of a lakus, even on a level of Ashkach HaPrate, is hine. Nevertheless, Gam, but Mamid Matzav Zeh, still in this condition, is a keach, a yid is a keach. And I'm going to insert, based on his amunah, Las Koner of the Dishbei, to correct the secret of the Eibishter's name, that it should be a keel to receive Eir. Vad Lam Shacha Sinyin Chodesh. Not only are you correcting the Eibishter's name to be Megale, a lakus from Helam to Gilui, you're correcting the Eibishter's name to create something Chodesh. Ki Anechi Eiridim Chomitzraima. And the keach, where this is from Anechi. And we know, of course, that Anechi is higher than all other Shemes, because the idea of Anechi comes with us into Golos. That Anechi, Hashem's name Anechi, Le'etvis, Le'bshem, Le'mitzram, B'shem, Ez, B'shem, Ketz, Klal. The word Anechi, says in Kutateran, he's assigned to the Zayir in footnote 27, is a word which alludes to Hashem that doesn't have a name. Anechi is a common word, not a proper word. And therefore, it alludes to HaKadosh Baruch, the way Eibishter is above a name. And he, Anechi, goes into Golos. Right? And that's like it says in Chassidus, Vanechi Hastad Hastad, that in the Hastad Hastad you have the Anechi, and he gives the Keich, with the Vanechi Alcha Gamali, to come out of the Golos. As the Kaddish Baruch Hu Eizah, the Eibish, the Help, so Peel is Kola, and Yonim affects everything, Shepeel Lamshachas Shem Chodesh, not just you bring down Mehelma Lagili, but you affect a new name, and again he's Mitzayin to the Tere Eir, Vanina Sati, that it's an Iyin for Shvachim, that it's creating Esesfiris, where none existed because they only exist in Madrega of Shame. Skip the parenthesis. Valachas Kamba Vakama, and certainly the lower Madrega of Eskana Raza Deshmei, Shapela Eskana Raza Shame Shekfar Yeshne. The higher Madrega of Eskana Raza Deshmei is to create a shame where no shame exists. The lower Madrega of Eskana Raza Deshmei is to be Mesakin, the shame which is in a state of hell, and there should be in Gili. And when you bring Lakus down on both of these Madregas, it takes us out of the Golas. Just like the first time around. That it says in the Pasuk, leaving Mitzrayim. There were wonders, Gamali, Ashnir, have the second Ali, and of course the new Teira, as you'll see in the next couple of lines. Mashiach said Kenu to Mashiach said Kenu Bakar of Mamish. Then there's going to be a revelation of Pnimiyas Ateira. This is in the beginning of Shir Hashirim. That Hashem is going to kiss us on the lips. And it says in Rashi, the koyal time Teira, she is Kalas love. It goes on the secrets, the Gishmak, the Teira, Madreig over the ear, which is the Mashiach comes. That's the Shem Mashiach Pnimiyas Ateira. And by day, if Utsaman Sechachutas through spreading Chsidis, also, Madam Alki Mashiach brings Mashiach Sekain of Meravimenu Mamish. So I went through this a little bit quick, but the Maimed has 2 points. The first point is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is 2 Yeridis and 2 Aliyas, the second of which is when Mashiach comes. And accordingly, there's 2 Teiras, and they avoided to bring the Giyula. And Magal the Teira is Laskal and Rada Deshmein, and this itself, there's also 2 Madrigas. Thursday, we're going to do Basi Lagani.